This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Trade Union Federation COSATU cautioning ill discipline amongst leaders in the ANC since its Nasrec elective conference in 2017. COSATU telling journalists last week that its Central Executive Committee felt that the ANC is struggling to function as a unitary organization, with some leaders even showing disdain for the party's own rules, saying that this is threatening the integrity of its alliance within the ANC. And that's exactly what we are going to talk about. You remember last week we were talking about COSATU itself as well, and we were asking question as to whether they are bluffing when they are saying that they are seriously questioning their alliance with the ANC, because workers feel as if when they vote for the ANC, they are voting against their own interest. And some of you are saying that actually they are bluffing, because they've been saying this for quite a while. Mr. Pegin Njalinjali is the General Secretary of COSATU, and he joins us on the line. Welcome to Power Talk, Mr. Njalinjali.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you so much for your time. Please, just as we start off, give us a context with regards to some of the issues that were raised by the members of COSATU that you spoke about after your CEC meeting.
Yes, every time when we go to election, our policy and tradition is that we must sit back and analyze the manifestos that was taken in the previous manifesto before the election, and to determine how far those resolutions have been implemented, particularly around the interest of COSATU members. Based on the evidence presented and all being put equal, we'll then decide whether to support the ANC in the election. In relation to our previous resolutions, we had some difficulty last time to an extent that COSATU was asking in the Congress as to when will the SACP be ready to implement its decision on the SACP and the state power. And in that event, should the party decide to stand for election, COSATU should convene a special national Congress to determine its support for such a decision. And this was set quite understanding that COSATU members on their own right are members of the party, are members of the ANC, some are members of both, and some are members of other political parties, because COSATU is not affiliated, is not based on the affiliation of a member. You just join irrespective of which party you belong. So in this context, we've been hearing workers raising a number of issues that they are not happy with: the question of unemployment very high, the question of poverty, the question of corruption, and et cetera. And these things are not new, by the way, you are correct. They are debated on the basis of evidence, on the basis of what members, the majority of members, are saying. COSATU then take that decision. It's based on what members are saying. And there have been views all along, and there will be views from workers who don't want COSATU in the first instances to be in the alliance, or who agree that we should be voting for the ANC, but who will then vote for their own political parties. And some are leaders of those political organizations, and the Federation understand that very, very well. So it's those issues. If you look at the collective bargaining and the attack of collective bargaining, members are angry for different reasons and say, are we not giving the ANC our blessing only to find out that it works against us?
Yeah.
That's a debate that COSATU
is going to be engaging. What then do you say to people who say COSATU is bluffing? Because from time to time, it really does express these concerns and pose this question, but nothing ever happens in the end. And they're too comfortable with the ANC anyway.
I think they will be views, and they will be right to have those views. That is their own views. To us is that you hear these things, and as we pronounce it, that's why we're calling a special CEC, to dedicate more time on this matter and to be able to gauge the feeling from our members. And it's up to the members. What the member decide, then the leadership will then implement. But we can't ignore, that's the point we're making, we can't ignore that we are hearing some voices from the different union. Other unions say, we've been told by our members that we'll not vote for the ANC this time. And then you've got other union members say, oh, we hear what the ANC is doing, we're angry, we're going to fight. But this alliance did not start on wages. This alliance is about national democratic revolution and to advance the interest of the African, broader than just the members of the union. So those are ideas in a democratic organization that from time to time will emerge. So we're not going to determine and ignore and say we have said this in the past and therefore it is not worth mentioning, because people will not believe. They may be guessing right, we don't know. From where we are, we want to give an opportunity to our members and to our leaders to hear them.
Apart from the views, the concerns raised by the members, what about the leadership? You as the leadership, do you feel respected? Do you feel taken into consideration? Or are you seen just as a vehicle to mobilize the votes for the ANC?
There are a number of issues that we, when we talk from the previous manifestos, if you look to the to the national minimum wage, if you look to the how we have been dealing with the test, for an example, if you look to some debt relief, there are issues that you can come back and you say we're not where we were before. There's a little progress, or in some of those issues, or there's a progress. But at the same time, there are issues which are of huge importance to COSATU that we think either the ANC has no capacity to deal with these issues, which is the question of the division in the ANC of not respecting its own resolution, particularly resolution that deals with corruption. And corruption affects workers. Workers are very angry against the question of corruption, that we lose 150 billion per year in terms of the AG reports. And we don't see the ANC in unity, all of them raising the issues of corruption consistently to a point that those who are alleged involved in the corruption are stepping aside. You remember, before we go to the election in 2019, when the VPS scandal came out, the decision from the ANC was that those who are accused or allegedly involved in those things will step aside. The majority of those municipality mayors who were pointed out at that time, they agreed to step aside. And workers were happy that the ANC is consistent with its resolution.
Yeah, but we later, know what happened. They were removed, some of them as mayors, and they were taken to the legislature.
Some of them might be, but some stepped down. Remember, there are two who then came back recently and being reinstated by the same ANC in Polokwane in the VPS. If you look to the issues of what happened in the KZN, they took a quite drastic decision. Somebody must step down. Few weeks later, or few months later, they reverse that decision. It is that indecisiveness that worries COSATU members about where the ANC is. You can't go to a Congress, take a resolution. When you want, you're supposed to implement it, you remember there's something called the country constitution, and then you want to do your rights. That's what worries COSATU in dealing with those issues, that you agree with the ANC today, tomorrow, then they change again. This is not an organization from the leadership that we think is serious about corruption.
The special CEC that you spoke about to deliberate specifically on the issue that raises concerns about your membership and your leadership broadly, to what extent will it be different from an ordinary CEC? In other words, whatever it decides, does it mean that it will decide whether or not to continue with the ANC or just to expand further on some of these concerns?
It may decide that we are not going to mobilize for the ANC. The difference between itself and the normal CEC is that in the normal CEC, we'll deal with the organizational issues, we're going to deal with socioeconomic issues, we deal with international, we deal with politics, we deal with our financial statements. And in that context, the CEC felt that this matter was a special one that we need to be just discussing that item alone, probably for 2 days. It shows the seriousness in relation to those issues, that you don't want to take a decision and walk it alone, or you take a decision and doing these things. COSAT has learned a number of issues. I mean, if I may just remind you two of the things that you would find it extraordinary. Mm. We took a decision in one year to invite President Zuma earlier, or the ANC, to speak in our May Day.
Mm.
We came to a CEC and we said we don't have confidence in Zuma. And then Zuma was to address the May Day, I mean, as a state president. We said he must step down. He goes to the COSATU rally as an ANC president. The worker says, no, you can't speak here.
We are ANC president.
We're in alliance with you, but you can't address us because you have lost credibility as a state president. You have allowed corruption in dealing with those issues. And one of our unions, which now have left COSATU, they said, no, they are angry with the ANC. They go to their congresses. They decided that they are not going to vote for the ANC. They will stand and they establish their own political party. And then they said their members will vote for them. Their members did not vote for them. They vote for the ANC. So it's a tricky thing. It's not an easier thing because people may take a decision when they are angry now, but then tomorrow, they go back to their own organization and they vote for the same organization that they've been complaining about. So to be really get an understanding, it means you have to go back, listen to them tentatively and say, if union are saying this, you have to ask, what are your basis of you saying this thing? Have you spoken to your members? Can we have confidence that what you are saying on, we're speaking on behalf of your members?
How disappointed are you in the president? Because I assume some members of COSATU would have thought it's good to go with him. He understands the trade union sector. He understands what's going on in as far as the economy and the reforms that he promised and all of that.
Of course, there are some disappointment in relation to the ANC leadership led by the president. We know that the president alone in the ANC can't change things because of the democratic organization. They have to reach some consensus to be able to take a decision, and that the ANC president, like anybody else, report to the NEC. So when the NEC is weak, it doesn't matter who becomes your president. But as the state president, that's where our strong gripe comes to. We think there are issues that the president, as a state president, can do without asking anybody to endorse because of his oath to the Constitution. That those issues, in our view, the president must put the country first, not the organization first. He must be saying to the oath that I have taken, I must push this thing very hard to ensure that people are complying with the Constitution. For example, ministers who might be involved in corruption, the president does not need to ask anybody for them to step aside. He could just be saying, we are involved in this thing, I'm not comfortable with, as I did not give you the reason why I nominated you to serve in my cabinet, I'm releasing you from those duties. Simple as that, in our view. That's where we would then say the president, in that respect, in our view, he's failing us.
What if your members in your special CEC says, actually, sharp, let's pull away from the ANC? Yes, the leadership, will you go for that just on the basis that this is what they want? Or would you advise them otherwise?
We're a democratic organization. We follow what our members are saying. That's why we're calling the meeting to be told and spend time to get what members are saying. Tell us what our members are saying. We need to honor that decision. As I'm saying previously, as we were dealing with these issues of the President Zuma on our May Day, our members spoke on their feet. We convened a special CEC after that, and the members, they say, oh, we're going to Congress. Please don't invite this president into our meeting. And we said, gladly, we are going to follow you, this thing. And we wrote to the ANC, sorry, don't send President Zuma to our meeting. He can't address it.
Sipho Orlando, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. For me, maybe I might differ a bit. I just wanted to find out from Mr. Nchari, what is their core function in terms of their makeup, their organization? Is it to springboard ANC to power? Because from what he's saying, he's reluctant to come out and say, if, for instance, for him, what is he saying about the ANC? What is he... What are the things that he's saying to them as an individual and as a leader of a big union like COSATU? The second question is, in my view, I want to believe that within the economic environment that we find ourselves in, COSATU should have been the contributing part in terms of changing the makeup of the economy. For starters, the monies that are going through to them through subscription from their members, what do they do with those monies? Because they are the ones who should be narrowing the gap between the rich and the poor by starting to use that money to start businesses, unlike wait to mess up the economy and go on strike and so forth. But they are not doing anything on the side to actually change the makeup of our economy. Thank you.
How do you respond, Mr. Nchalin?
There is no individual leadership in COSATU. That's why every time we are guided by our policy, we are the spokespersons of the decision taken by the organization. We may have some individual views, but here we are representing COSATU. So we don't speak on your own individual views here. You represent an organization. You must carry and be a spokesperson on the decision taken by the Congress. So we do have resolution, we do have policies, we go to our Congresses and take declaration. And once those issues are taken, you are able to speak on them. On individual views, we discuss individual views in our own meeting. But once the meeting has taken a decision, it doesn't matter what position we're holding before the decision. That's how COSATU describes itself in terms of the leadership. By the way, I'm not afraid to announce COSATU position anyway in dealing with those things. What I will avoid doing is to put an individual decision, which are not organizational decision, when in fact you are standing on a platform to be speaking for an organization. This alliance we are referring to is not an alliance that was born out of post-1994. This is an alliance taking from our predecessors from in exile, in trenches with the African National Congress, when it was not a government. So there are those long traditions that our people are holding. And the fact that I've said in the beginning, many of our members, if not the majority, are members of the ANC and the party on their own rights and in dealing with those. So it will make a little bit complication. But in relation to the economy and we were a trade union. We're not a political party, and we're not in business in dealing with those things. So what the money does that unions collect, unions do different things. They're using this money to hire organizers, to defend workers' rights, to go to court, to do research, to be able to pay the staff that deals with this thing, and to carry some campaigns that needs money in relation to those things. Those bigger unions, they do contribute to the economy. Many of them, they have some investment. Some of them have the Excel, very, very good. I mean, if you take, let me just mention three unions. If you take SAC to the clothing and textile, they run clinics, they run bazaaries. If you look to the NUM, the numbers of graduates that they've produced, including educating the children's the workers' children, is really amazing. Nobody has done it more than the trade union in that space. But maybe because people are not so much interested to learn about the good things that trade unions are doing. The mere fact that you got about 1.7 million members belonging to a trade union, it's not those people are stupid. They can see the results, they enjoy the benefit, and they're in control of their organization. So we're trying to make a contribution as much as we can. We're making a number of policy contributions in terms of how the economy should be taken forward. In relation to the strikes, workers don't take strike easily. I mean, when was the last time we go on strike? But when every voice and every reason has not been heard, the last result that the trade unions had to engage on is to go on a strike as a protest to the issues that are not agreed. And the right to strike is in our constitution, is in our Bill of Rights, is the right that we fought for like many other people in the world.
Mr. Njalinjali, thank you so much, sir, for talking to us. We really appreciate it. When is the special CEC, by the way?
We are trying to confirm the date, probably on the second week of April.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for your time. Much appreciated.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.